Hey, Alan here.
And the Chris.
And just before the start of this week's episode, we would like to say thank you for listening and also to make you aware that if you enjoy this podcast, there are several other podcasts that we think you could enjoy. Firstly, starting with our own podcasts, I present the DCAU podcast with a friend of mine, Rebecca Hart, where we discuss the animated DC movies.
And if you love my dulcet tones, you can hear me on the Torn and Keel podcast, a weekly professional wrestling podcast. The Tom Buckle Arms, which is a monthly professional wrestling podcast. Or A Happening In, which is a crime slash ghost slash conspiracies slash weird stories podcast.
Also, if you enjoy a bit of robot combat podcasting and you want to hear some more, thoroughly recommend checking out the Botcast list, the link for which is in the episode description. Finally, before we start this episode, a reminder that Rise of the Robots is protected under a Creative Commons 4.0 International Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike International License. Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm a Grizz.
And welcome to Rise of the Robots. This week we are covering day three of the 2001 Techno Games. Woo! Ba 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 ba!
Don't know why you said it like it was spooky.
I don't know, Isla. So, yeah, So this is day three. We are getting through this all fairly quickly now.
We found our stride.
And speaking of strides, it's the battery-powered sprint!
Yeah, boy.
So... We have, again, another one of these. There's a live race and there's a highlights race.
I know, like how they say highlights and then just show the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
The first race of the day, we get the Racing Stag.
Which is, so the Racing Stag is a six-legged robot on a crankshaft made of Lego.
We get Where's My Watch?
Which is made from Kinects.
And this was the one. I know I said in the last episode about Rodney, but this was the the robot in question that made me think I can build my own and be on Techno Games next year.
Yep.
Because I had the same kit with the battery-operated... The doodah that Where's My Watch had. Then we had The Slaughterer.
Which is a Stegosaurus. Yeah.
Yeah. If you got Stegosaurus from that, then good for you. Because I sure as hell didn't. And Bud's Job.
Fairly accurate.
Mm-hmm. When they asked what's the deal with the name, I'm assuming it's going to be something to do with ducks. And they're like, no, it's called Bud's Job. Why is it called Bud's Job? Well, look at it.
I mean, they're not wrong.
I mean, if you can't laugh at yourself, who can laugh at? Yeah, because Bud's Job, when it starts moving, it looks like me after a night out.
Yeah, it's this
uncoordinated.
Race, this race is not spectacular. With
no.
One exception, which is the Racing Stag is so perfect. It's slow.
It really is.
It is slow, but it is. It's just like, wow, that's relaxing to watch.
Plod, 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 finish.
Yep.
I mean, it's under absolutely. It's not even the fast. It wouldn't even come up as a runner-up in so many other categories, but yeah, it is. It is very beautiful.
Yes. It's just the way that it's so perfectly made, I guess. It's just that, like, that's what just makes it so kind of special. Like, it's not going to win anything, like, by any means, but, you know, like, building something like that that works so perfectly for the job that it was designed to do out of something so basic as, like, Lego. Or maybe like the kind of Lego spin-off, I don't really know. But it was just so perfect in its movements.
And, yeah, so, very impressive. And, I mean, I get the impression that that's not the one that Martin Smith was impressed by.
No, I think it was. In this race?
In this race, yeah, it was the other race, sorry.
Right, yeah. Well, let's run down the other race, because in lane one, we have Dragon.
Now, this is apparently meant to look like a Hungarian horntail from Harry Potter. It doesn't.
And Jane is quick to point that out.
And
Ed spares their feelings.
Aw, Ed's so nice.
Yeah, because, like, that's the thing, is, like, when Ed wants to make fun of people, it's fair game, but when other people want to make fun of them, he kind of deflects it.
Yeah, it's like, no, that's not fair, come on.
Yeah, because Jane says it doesn't look like a Hungarian horntail from Harry Potter, but it still looks nice, and then Ed just kind of goes, Jane said it looked nice. Moving on.
Yeah. So, yeah, what it kind of does is it drags itself on the ground.
It's got a wee happy face.
It's kind of like, it's so happy that its legs have been cut off and it's dragging itself on the ground.
Yeah, like I was telling my other half, who loves Harry Potter, about this earlier, because the way that the girl said, "Oh, it's based on
the Hungarian
the dragon from," she specifically says the last book. And then when I said that line to her, and then my other half was like, "Actually, I think you found it from Goblet of Fire." And it's what? Like, no, she meant the last book as in
the last
the series. It hadn't finished yet. And that was that weird time where it dawned on me that there was a time before Harry Potter.
Yeah, there was also a time before now where I respected J.K. Rowling, but that's kind of gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
sometimes time heals all wounds, but sometimes time has some people rip open wounds and then like pee in them.
Yeah, absolutely.
We get introduced to two people in lane two that, and then for some reason we cut to like a clip of Robot Wars. I don't know why, but then like these.
I mean, these guys aren't. I mean, we've been here and done this. The Smith brothers. I don't know why they're cutting to the Plunderbird team.
Yeah, completely different people. This is their first robot. This is Junior.
And it looks incredible.
Did you see recently, as in like 6-7 months ago, they were selling the big boy version of this on eBay, and it wasn't that expensive, and had it not been collect in person, I was willing to put my entire relationship on the line to get it.
Okay.
Because that was back when we lived in our old, smaller flat. I mean, don't think I would have had the space in the newer, bigger flat for it, but still, it's a conversation starter.
That's yeah, definitely it's a conversation starter.
The conversation being, so how did you and your girlfriend break up? Well, Here's the story.
Yep.
I went behind her back and I purchased a robot.
Oh, you're an idiot.
Now I have a sweet robot and I'm lonely.
Yep.
So Junior, he's got blinking eyes and little nyum front claws and eight legs. And I love him. Next up we had the Newton Seal, which is something.
Am I getting this wrong? Is this the same team that built Aurak?
I could not tell you.
The captain looks familiar. I'm just going to check. I'm sure it's the guy who does Aurak. I'm just going to look now. They're certainly not mentioning it on the Robot Wars wiki.
Pardon me. Can you look up Newton Seal on the Techno Games wiki and see if it gives you the team members on that, and then maybe you can look from there as to who it might be? Because if you're saying it's somebody that you recognise, then I'm kind of intrigued as to
who it is. It's not giving team names or anything, so no, there's no way to tell.
Oh, well.
And also, notice that there's one noticeable problem with this robot.
It sucks.
Its feet don't touch the ground.
What goes up must come down, and my feet don't touch the ground. Great, now I'm going to have Sonic Heroes stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
So, the final robot is in a rush.
Which sounds like you are the now where I'm farting about.
So, it's a four-legged robot with giant clomping wooden feet.
I love him so much.
It looks so lovely and simple. It is. It's beautiful. Oh,
like, I wish Inner Rush was in any other. Like, I wish Inner Rush was in the last race because it would have won.
Yeah. So, it actually would have been an interesting race. That and the Lego robot.
Racing Stag.
Racing Stag actually would be a race. So.
Because, well, this race was actually quite intense because you had Junior and Dragon going at it. Junior started off better, but. Like, you could see at one point it kind of needed to stop for a second and reset itself because the legs were a bit out of sync in a way. And then it finally got its groove, and then Dragon was going so fast that it was actually winning this race right up until the point where it just decides to veer off to the left.
Yes.
And get stuck on the wall, and then one of the team members comes, takes it off the wall, and it just doesn't start again.
Yep.
That's very unfortunate.
So, yeah. So,
Junior takes the victory with 1 minute, 30.8 seconds, and Inner Rush comes in at 2 minutes and 0.92 seconds. And then Martin Smith makes the point to mention that he is not related to the team of
the
Junior.
Smith brothers, yes.
No relation of mine.
Yep.
But, I mean, that was two really fun heats.
It was indeed.
But now we move back on to the Micromass.
And this time it's the wall crawlers, but at least on one thing, at least this is actually competitive. Well, two things. One, it's actually competitive.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it is also, and this to me is very, very important, it's a father versus a son.
Uh-huh.
So there's actual drama! Stakes! And
they've done absolutely nothing to build that up.
Yeah, and it's a shame because it actually is genuinely a very interesting run It's two robots. There is Dollar's Post, but they're about the same time, really.
Yeah.
And they're about 7 seconds between the two of them. And it's a shame because actually, if they had. It's weird because you'd have thought, having been. Okay, maybe not with techno games, but with Robot Wars, you have the ability to build stories.
Mm-hmm.
Why not do it? And like, you could have done this earlier in the episode, like, build it up. Have this. Actually, I'll be honest, have this be the final event.
Hmm.
Of the show.
Something to wait for.
Exactly. But anyway, it's good fun.
Yeah, like. Again, kind of like what we were saying about Micromouse, is like it would. I probably would actually very much enjoy watching this in person, but again, this is the whole thing where I feel like this should have been two separate events because they were doing the superimposing of Millennium Bug on this again, and it's like, but this robot is built for a different purpose than Millennium Bug was, so that's why I don't feel like it's fair, like. For this to still be in the same kind of category.
Yep.
It's weird. So Dim was the first to go. This was the one that...
Was the father.
Yeah, the father, and he literally said, yep, this robot has zero intelligence. It just has a wheel that rolls along the side of the wall and will change direction when there's a direction to change.
Yep.
That got to the center in 51 seconds flat, whereas Dot, the son, his wall follower was... It looked a bit more intelligent, and it kind of goes to show as it got round the course in 38.15 seconds. So father is defeated by son.
And, yeah, so that was good fun, and more of that, please.
Yeah, exactly.
And once again, we get the rocket-powered egg lofting. Not the final, but basically the second strand of entrance.
You skipped a bit.
Oh, sorry. Julia goes to Japan and meets the cutest little robot. Oh my god!
No, wait, no, it wasn't Crust the Clown. Right. Yeah, how's it go? It's like, hi, hi! And then, because, right, this was the one that I was talking about, I think it was a few episodes ago, where you can use this thing to video chat and apparently use internet web browsers on your TV. This is well before smart TVs were a thing.
Yeah.
And, like, this is that kind of part where I was like, this thing was fucking awesome for 2001. Like, being able to video chat with other people that had one of these on your TV in 2001.
Oh, it's... I mean, it's just the technology. It sounds weird now, but back then, that would have been absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm. That was... out of the world, out of this world kind of stuff back in the day. It can also recognise people.
and gets upset when it's people they don't recognise.
Yeah, and just starts screaming at it.
Oh.
Like, just the part where this woman, like, walks into the room and it's got its back to the woman, and then it purely, like, it turns, it cocks its head and then turns its whole body, and then it's just shouting in Japanese, like, really loudly. Then Julia says something in Japanese to it, and then it does a wee dance.
Which is lovely, and cute, and sweet, and I love it. I love it. It's adorable.
That's like the robot that I've wanted most out of any of the robots I've seen so far. Even more than the depressed dog.
What was it called again?
It was called the R100.
I'm going to see if you can still buy them.
Ooh. I mean, they did say that it was only available in Japan because it only can recognize Japanese right now, but...
Let's have a look, see if it is.
You're not R100. You lie.
They do seem to exist, but I can't find any.
No.
Nobody. I got nobody.
You are my body.
Oh, I love that we went two very different ways with that.
I'm my best friend.
Hey guys, Chris here, and we're just going to take a short break to thank our contributors today. The logo was designed by Greg Watt, and the theme song, which you can hear right now, is Techno X with their song Master Machine.
Here's an advert for a podcast we think you'll enjoy. I'm Alan.
I'm Rebecca.
And if you're listening to this, then we recommend that you check out our podcast, the DCAU Podcast, where we watch the original DC animated movies, starting from Batman Mask of Phantasm and continuing on to Justice League Dark, Apocalypse War, and beyond. And we will cover such heroes as Batman,
Superman,
The Batman,
Wonder Woman,
Victorian Steampunk Batman,
The Flash,
Batman Beyond,
Green Lantern,
Old Man Batman,
Martian Manhunter,
and plenty more versions of Batman.
Lots and lots and lots of Batman.
You can find the DCAU Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere else that you can get podcasts by looking up the DCAU Podcast and subscribe today.
20 minutes later. Oh dear. Well, we should actually get back to recording the episode now.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be done by now, but instead we spent 20 minutes trying to find one online. This is...
I mean, it's we've got something to really look forward to, because next is the rocket-powered eggs again.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, right. I'm going to rattle through this very quickly, because it seems as if...
Now, annoying thing here. First of all, they kind of build up as if it's Grandpa. It's not. It's a second trench of robots.
Mm-hmm. And because you stepped all over my joke, I'm going to run through this quickly, because it seems as if they ran through this segment really quickly in this episode.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because, yeah, this segment did not take anywhere near the amount of time that it did in the first episode that it appeared on.
Yep.
So, Express, no launch. Zero seconds in the air. But technically, I guess that means
the egg survived.
The egg stayed intact.
That would have been more... Actually, that would have been more impressive if they'd somehow managed to break the egg.
Yeah, because it kind of, like, when they pressed the button for it to shoot off, it kind of, like, went up and jumped slightly, so maybe it may have broke from that. Exoscale was 6 seconds in the air and then crashed, so scrambled egg there.
Survive.
And then, bizarrely, the rocket named Scrambler kept his egg intact with 16 seconds in the air.
Yep.
Then moved on to Half-Life, which egg intact as it landed, 12 seconds in the air. Shell-shocked, egg intact, 42 seconds in the air.
Yep.
Techno Warrior, I'm going to take that name again. Techno Warrior.
Yep.
Egg intact, 45 seconds in the air. And egg scrab... puns. Egg Stravaganza, egg intact, 27 seconds in the air. So, a lot of intact eggs in this round of rocketeering, and then we have this guy that's pulling the eggs out of the robot that keeps going, the egg is intact, which means it's a score.
Yeah, this is weird.
Like, it's like, stop trying to get that over as if, like, that's a thing.
Absolutely. So, none of these robots beat Hen Grenade or D Rooster Booster.
Nope, so the instead of anybody going again, like there's going to be a final. Like, I mean, see, even if they just took the top three and then had them go again, right, there's your final.
Yeah.
But instead, they were just like, okay, that's the Rocketeering done. So Hem Grenade gets the gold with 1 minute 15 in the air. The Rooster Booster gets silver with 55 seconds in the air. And Techno Warrior takes the bronze for 45 seconds in the air. Okay, moving on. Yep.
So we move on to the gymnastics. Now, I wish I could say I enjoyed this. I really do.
But you'd be lying.
I'd be lying. Badly. And, almost as badly as this goes.
And lying makes baby Jesus cry.
Absolutely.
We have three robots, yep, or three setups. So we start off with Andromeda.
So Andromeda is, it's made with Lego and there's a doll in it. They're performing to Mars from Holst the Planet, which is good because I like that. And also it's a callback to Robot Wars because that's the music that accompanies the house robots.
At least it was a full doll this time and not just a disembodied head spinning around.
So it's quite slow. It's kind of, it's not the most aesthetically pleasing, but technically speaking, it's quite advanced. So it gets a technical score. Oh, because they have like a professional gymnast.
Yes, I think they've, it was the same one from last year.
Yeah, they've dragged her back in and go, do you want to watch robots? And she's like, what's the size of the check? Fine, I'll do it. I'll even pretend to be interested.
I'll do it on my lunch break. Yeah.
So Andromeda gets a technical of 6.5 and an artistic of 4, meaning it's at 10.5.
Yeah, so it was actually it was a decent idea because they had the Barbie doll spray painted silver on like a horizontal bar so that when the thing starts spinning, it's as if the Barbie doll is doing flips. Like, I kind of enjoyed that part. But because obviously the thing was made of Kinex, you could just see them at the side with this giant ass fish pole with the wire on it.
Yes.
Which really took away from the performance. Next we get Vertigo.
So Vertigo is two disc-shaped robots. And I would like to see what a success would have looked like.
Mm-hmm. Because there was they showed the programmers or roboteers or whatever the hell you want to call them. And there was just a look on this one girl's face. And I think she was shaking her head as if like, this isn't working. This isn't working at all. Because the two main robots did not move at all.
Yeah.
And so it's just like they have like feather duster things in the middle of the robot. They start spinning around. Then all these other little bits around the robot start spinning around. But the two robots in the middle just sat still.
And so technical got 3.5, but artistic got 7. So it got 10.5.
It's a tie.
And then finally we get
Magpalace.
Rob Roy McPalace.
Yeah.
Who?
Because like everybody called it a completely different name. They was like, this is Rob the Robot, Rob McPalace, Rob the
Roy,
Rob Roy McPalace. And then like when it performed, it was just called McPalace.
So it's performing to Scotland the Brave. It's wearing a kilt. And I think the kilt actually hurt it because I think the kilt meant you couldn't see what the legs were doing.
Yeah. But also, the legs were at a little weird angle, so it wasn't, like, kind of gripping and moving across the floor probably the way that it was meant to.
Yeah. So, on the plus side, however, it does get So it doesn't. It gets beaten on one score each by Vertigo and Andromeda, but because it got a 6 in both, it actually takes the lead.
Mm-hmm. It gets a 12 overall.
I don't. It depends how the other heat goes, but I end up going. It just. I'm sure, see, with modern technology, this event would be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But at this stage, it's just kind of meh.
And I'm quite surprised that, like, for artistic, it only got a 6, because to be honest, the robot looked amazing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think it should have got maybe another point or two for artistic. I mean, technology, yeah, it didn't really do very much. But, like, because it just seemed like what it was meant to do, it just wasn't doing it.
Yeah. Anyway, there is one. So we have one final round, and it's the shot put, round 2.
Let's see how we do this time, as we have 3 more robots ready to go. So first we have Curves.
Yeah, another robot called Curves, which is confusing.
Was it not the same team?
It might have been.
Maybe.
So the way that this works, it's a rotating thrower. So it's instead of a horizontal, which the previous robot from last
Armstrong.
Week was, Armstrong, this is a vertical thrower, and they have an electromagnetic lock, so the ball is held until they let it go.
Yeah, and Martin Smith, I think it was really excited about that. When...
I mean, to be fair, it is incredible.
Yeah, like, I suppose it is, and obviously if you're in that technical mind, it will mean more to you.
Absolutely. But, yeah, it's...
Yep, so Curbs goes up first.
And its first throw is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a new world record, 8.72 metres. This is going to last long.
It's a new record! So we then get Alpha 1, 0, Tango. Or if you obviously put that together, you get Azolst.
So this team is a collection of fire cadets.
Mm-hmm.
And they've made it look nice. It's looks like it's a ladder on the back of a fire truck.
And even going to the point where they put fire backwards on the front of it.
Yep. And this is a gas-powered catapult. And when you see it at first, you go, that angle looks wrong. It doesn't look like it's going to move far enough to actually work.
Yes, yeah, that's what I was thinking.
And then it fires.
And I don't know, there's just something very aesthetically pleasing by watching like the kind of front of it and the way that it jumps when everything kind of goes off.
And the throw is brilliant.
And it's a new record!
9.4 metres! Which nailed I believe it. Beats the human record.
Really?
It's not far off. I'll actually check now. What's the world shot put record?
Or maybe we should check what the shot put record is in 2001.
Okay, no, it's nowhere near.
So what is the shot put?
3 meters.
Wow.
At the time, let's have a look. So in... No, the record stayed the same for 31 years.
Really? What was that?
23.12.
And that was... When did that start?
And then it was broken earlier this year.
Wow. Do you, like, get more money for breaking a world record?
I think it's more a fact of... At one point in time, you were literally the best in history.
Best in the world.
I'm sure it does. It probably does something for your promotional appearances, but anyway. The
Yeah, like, so they interviewed the Alpha 1-0 Tango team before they took their shot. And boy, does the lad in that team look excited to be there.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice that he's happy to be there. He's having a good time.
That was big sarcasm.
Oh, I forgot. Tells you how memorable he was.
That dude looked like he just watched like a fucking dog being like ripped up apart.
Anyway, we'll move on to.
Because like, sorry, they interviewed like they specifically asked him how long did it take to build. He's like, took 3 weeks to build.
It would have
And then
taken
like
a week, but I had to take breaks to sigh.
and
Yeah.
it's like, Jesus, cheer up. And then like the entire time after that, even after they got a new record, it still looked like he was just exposed to like a dog being murdered. Like it just
Yeah.
had one of those doer faces. It's like, Jesus Christ, fucking smile.
Yep,
Everyone
absolutely.
else in your team's so fucking happy. So we move on to Gold Fusion.
Which it's a similar concept to AOZT.
T.
And yeah, what ends up happening is because it's in gold. So the first throw is okay, but only okay. It does 4.87 meters.
So we look back around to the second attempt from each, and Curves missed times its throw and gets 0.03 meters.
Because what it
So
does is when it releases just too early, so the ball goes flying up.
up and hits the cage.
Yeah, thankfully it doesn't land on the robot because that could have done some damage.
Yep, as we seen the last time with the big save that kept Twigworth Breaker.
Yep.
Alpha 1-0 Tango, they take their second shot, and it's a new record.
9.74 meters. Now, one thing I don't get why this was not the last one they showed.
I
And
have
they did this as the
nine
live.
point four six.
9.46. No, you're right. 9.46. My apologies. But anyway, as I was saying,
In the facts.
what I wanted to see from this is I actually wish this had been the last one because then you would have finished on the new world record. Instead, what you get is. So.
A new personal best.
To be fair, a new personal best. And what it is. So, Gold Fusion does as a. What they've done is they've lengthened the length of their catapult. So, it's now. They've added 12 inches to their arm.
Hey, ooh.
Which. Those must have been some powerful pills, man.
It's the perfect time to talk about our sponsor, Blue Chew. Hey,
So.
are you a man who can't get up? Wow, what a
Okay.
dick. Anyway, buy Blue Chew. That'll give you a fucking rock hard fucking boner.
Oh, that's getting deleted.
Go to bluechew.com and type in the code ROTR and get 20% off your first order. And then go, fuck!
You finished? I actually don't answer that. So anyway, Gold
That's what
Fusion. So they
she
built.
said.
Now here's the thing. Just for the record, that's a gag. We're not sponsored by anyone. If you want to sponsor us, please let us know. We will sell anything.
Yes, we will shell Monster specifically. If you want to if you want to sponsor us, I would appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I've got enough of your product.
So, they build this up and they build this up, and then, to be fair, it's a better throw than last time.
A significantly better throw.
5.55 metres. But unfortunately for them, Alpha 1 Zero Tango is victorious and wins the day and now leads the standings.
And it was the best looking robot to do it so far.
And also one other thing which cannot actually be overstated. The top three in this are the top three in the championship so far.
Yeah.
Which is good.
But there's plenty more robots to come. And I'm looking forward to see what else we have.
Yep. So the next recording session is going to be fun because the next recording we're doing is going to be four episodes.
Oh,
it's the first time we've done four episodes in a while.
Oh, dear.
So, anyway, thank you very much for listening to Rise of the Robots. You can buy Blue Chews at
BlueChew.com.
Don't, please don't do it. Please don't go on that website. We have no idea what's on that website, so don't check it out.
No, it is actually Boner Pals. Like, it's a legitimate website, and everything I said about it is true, except for the fact that they sponsor us, because they don't.
Oh my god, it is actually a thing.
Yes.
Anyway, if we're hard up for cash, we'll give them a call.
Well, if that's the only thing you're hard up on, then.
Anyway, I've been Alan. He's the Giz. Thank you for listening.